Okay, let's go for this one more time, shall we? Why not? Let's do. Okay. It's the 8th of March, 2019. We have the Seven of Wands and the Lovers. And in spite of the fact that it's been wrong all morning on WordPress, because Mercury is retrograde and words are not my friends today, the Eight of Swords. Don't fence me in is an old cowboy song sung on horseback to a clippy-cloppy trail beat, a carefree, happy celebration of freedom and independence. The beautiful, fated Lovers, number six of the major arcana, six being the number of karma, is love, balance, and twins. I am you and you are me. The Morgan Greer card, Gemini, simplifies this otherwise complicated image, as is traditionally seen, typically with Cupid hovering over the poor man having to choose between two women. Unable to make up his or her mind, he or she is apparently being pressured into having to make a decision by the cherub who threatens to choose for him by shooting the lucky winner with his little bow and arrow if he can't choose for himself, and soon. But the image today is of a couple in a deep green garden. They are both naked and see each other for exactly who they are in all their vulnerability, with nothing to hide. They look each other straight in the eyes. This is no little thing, no matter what sort of partnership or merger is involved. Perhaps from a very young age, you've had to fight for and to maintain your independence, ways of life, ideas, even down to the way you dress or talk, your own vision, and your own version of you and who you think you are, ferociously. In the past position, we have the Seven of Clubs, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, someone who stands their ground, as is the tag for this card, and we see a human protecting himself against a crowd by holding a long pole across his body, martial arts style. In the future position, we may or may not want to see, and we usually don't, what is called the Jail card, the weird, uncomfortable Eight of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Swords are mental and double-edged. Our mind can be our friend or very much our enemy. This woman has fenced herself in by building a circle of eight swords around her, the eight suggesting overthinking, going around and around in your mind like the symbol for eternity. We see no one else on the card but a dark, imposing structure on a mountain in the distance. The Victim card. Even if someone tried to help her, they'd get cut. Leave them alone if that's what they want. They'll either free themselves or not. Blindfolded, he or she may not see it that way or doesn't want to. This is being unable to enter into a relationship, partnership, or make some kind of deep commitment to anything, maybe for a good reason, maybe not. You may feel if you make a serious commitment or sell out to something or someone, you'll be restrained or limited in some way. This is a valid concern, and not just in your head. Every human interaction involves compromise, and everyone has their own level of compromise. It does require a good, long think. This is hardly the astrological weather to commit to anything anyway. Minor Arcana number 7 may have the opportunity to go major with the Lovers, but is very aware of what this means, or at least sees it that way. If he or she can see anything at all with that stupid blindfold around her head, an offer is sincere, but it's pretty much all or nothing. It would be a shame to pass it up. Love is the strongest card here today, and the wave to ride, for sure. Oh my goodness. This is very difficult. Thank you for your patience.